Welcome and good afternoon or good morning. This is Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the Higher Dimensions, and welcome to this first August day of 2009. It's a glorious day. We've had rain, thank goodness, here in Washington, D.C. I don't have to trundle out and use the muggy weather to water my lawn, and, you know, I've had a delightful friend mow my lawn, so I am so blessed. I am just tickled pink. And today I would love to do readings if we will have people call in. It's always so much fun for me to do this. So if you want a reading, I could use tarot. I could just use psychic abilities. It doesn't matter. Tune in on you. Past lives, dream interpretations, whatever you fancy. I'm willing and able to do this and would have a lot of fun doing it. So if you will, call in at 1-888-815-9756. We would be delighted to give you a reading. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And I understand we have several lines available now, which is a blessing from the past. And, well, things have just been going along just swimmingly. This summer, I just cannot believe it's passed as fast as it has. I have been talking with some friends of mine who will be on later on. One is Stephanie Stevens. She's being considered through tests as a reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Nice, nice lady. She's written a book. She's in the process of getting it published, but it's not ready yet, and she'd like to come on once it's published to answer questions and to talk to people. So this should be a fun thing. I've had her give me readings, and she is quite good. I have to say that. She is good. And I don't want to tell you too more about it because, quite frankly, it's her story. And that's basically what I want her to talk about, is her life journey and how she came to feel that she is a reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Very gifted and living out in Arizona. And otherwise, I don't know if you all have noticed, but the energies, even people who are not normally really, shall we say, tuned in with the changes of energies have been wondering what in the world is going on. People are feeling like they're spacey, like they've got a buzz on when they haven't, lightheaded, a number of different feelings, going on in their lives, things going topsy-turvy, incidents, coincidences, really some really interesting stuff is happening to people, waiting for things to happen, to come about. Things were delayed so long, all of a sudden it's like waiting, and it's like you're straining at the gate, and all of a sudden the gate unlocks right in front of you while you're pulling on it trying to get it open. And you tumble forward. And that, to me, is what's been happening in my life. I've been waiting for something for a couple of years in one instance, and certainly well over a year in the same area under another request, and it just came through. Some real strange stuff happened in the past. Stuff from the past is being set aside because we're getting ready, I think, to so move forward into a new world and a new level, and I've been talking with people about these new changes, and it's, as our dear guest last week, Stephanie South said, it's all stuff that you forget, you're programmed to forget, because sometimes it's just, we're just not ready to hear what it is. And unfortunately, people get very strange ideas. People can scare themselves, as I call it. They can terrify themselves with what they hear and know. And then they go off at a tangent and they get all wild and woolly and get just completely, totally out of the loop as far as I can see. And I just find it very, very interesting that we have so much in our life that is now coming to fruition, and the times and the places that we had thought we would see coming about are now moving forward. One of my physicians, who is a very highly sensitive man, was talking to me about feeling drawn to move, and he's not sure where, but he's feeling it more and more. And it's just absolutely amazing that other people are feeling the need to move. We are also losing a lot of people. Those who've been around, I'm sure you must have noticed, it seems that we tend to lose certain people they seem to come at certain times in the life cycle, and they leave at certain times. And we've been having a flood of really, really great souls leave us. And I've mentioned that before, too. So this is a time, and I'm looking forward to September, especially October to November, as really being a time of change, of implementation, of new thoughts and new programs in my life, especially. I know this is true. That things are moving forward into the teaching program I've mentioned here from time to time. And it is about to come to fruition. It looks like towards the end of September the program will be started. Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It's been a long time coming, 20 years. So I'm excited about a lot of what's coming into play. There's a lot of changes going on in people. I see a lot of maturity. I see a lot of deeper insights moving from jobs where people are not happy to places where they are happy. People are more willing to work with being with others with whom they feel a kindred spirit in working with others. They're not so willing just to accept the old, same old, same old, as I would call it. And so I think it's a time of movement that we can look forward to, and a time of freeing up of old energies and being able to move forward in life and to do more of what we'd like to do. Dreams are coming true. Businesses are beginning. The cleansing that we've gone through from the financial aspect was needed. Again, there's the fight to maintain the old disciplines. It's not going to happen. There has always been a fight to retain the old because the old is familiar and comfortable, and it's not going to work out that way this time. The changes are going to come through, and we can look into that, into our banking, into our finance, into what we do with our lives. All of this is changing. A lot of us are moving and getting ready to move forward in time and space. And it's about time we did move, you know. It's about time that we move forward and did what we have promised ourselves to come onto this earth plane and do. Again, if you want a reading, if you want to talk about dreams, you want to do past lives, anything of that nature, feel free to call in. And we'll give you a reading. Don't be shy. I love doing this. It's one of my favorite parts of working a radio show. And I don't get to do enough of it sometimes. And so when I get this opportunity with no guests, I love doing it. At any rate, I've also been in touch with a number of people who are absolutely wanting to create something new in their lives. And I think that they will be able to do so. Again, we're talking about the ability for carving new ways, carving new avenues, not the same old stuff that has been around for centuries, but innovative new ways to get what we need to do. I notice there's a lot more bartering going on and exchanging of energies. I notice there's a lot more of people helping, of neighbors coming together. That's the other thing I've noticed, is that neighbors are now much more open and willing to speak to one another. There's not so much the isolation as there was. There is the concerted effort to work together as a team to create a better neighborhood. And again, I think this is just absolutely wonderful. And it's something that I think it's, well, this time has come, if I may say so, because it's been a long while. It's no more now each man for himself, but that each person can meet with the other and enjoy new friendships. It's, again, it's new beginnings. Join together groups to create something beautiful. Some of what has been going on has been part of the New Age. I understand there are new situations coming fairly rapidly, and being flexible is important. Talking, and I know there's a lot of conversation with talking with those who are older and who are getting ready to go. There's a lot of distress with some family members wanting to just, I would say, put their head in the sand and not acknowledge that changes are coming and not dealing with life as it is. And I've gotten some people in, who have family around who are trying to deal with their folks, getting them prepared, helping them to prepare for moving on or illness so that they are safe. It's really a matter of learning to respect where these people are coming from. And that is so hard because we want to take charge. We want to make things easier. And sometimes it's as though our family just wants to shut the door and pretend that everything's okay, sort of the proverbial head in the sand for the ostrich, who, by the way, doesn't really do that from what I hear. It's just an old wives' tale that that's what they do. But people not wanting to face situations as they truly are. And, again, I've had people come to me and say, well, this is what I want. And in this relationship, and again, when they recount to you conversations, they are being told something that they don't want to acknowledge. They still want to hold on to what they want without acknowledging that the other person in the relationship has basically told them they want to be free or they can't provide what they're looking for, and you don't hear it. In order to make your life more happy and fulfilling, it's very, very important to listen to the other people with whom you have relationships in your life. This is not necessarily just romantic relationships I'm talking about, but I'm talking about friends and business. It's important to really listen to them with an ear, as though you are standing back from the situation, a sort of detachment, emotional detachment, emotional disinterest, perhaps, in the outcome of what's being said in order to know what actually is going on. Because if not, you're doomed to continue having miscommunications and misperceptions. It's very difficult, especially if you haven't been used to doing it or haven't practiced it, to say to yourself, I'm going to step back from any interest in this and just be an observer in what is going on in this conversation that I'm having with someone. Once you can do that, you will be absolutely fascinated, and I do mean the word is correct, and fascinated, to find that you are seeing the whole subject matter from a different perspective. I've recently begun doing this more and more. It's something I could do as a child, but lost that ability until a few months ago. And now it's coming back very, very strongly, as a matter of fact. And I am so grateful because, quite frankly, I would rather know and be aware of something being important that I listen to rather than have it sort of being pounded upon my head like a 2x4 and not really understanding what the other person is trying to tell me or the group of people are trying to tell me. it's so often that we have our own egos wrapped up in the situation. And wrapping your ego up doesn't mean being stupid or any of any negative. It means that we have a self-interest that we'd like to plug while not being careful to consider the self-interest of others. I guess if I had more time, I could explain it more clearly. But this is something that we all move through as we grow and mature. Sorry to say have to. We don't have to do anything, basically, except, you know, tend to our physical needs. And even that, if we don't, of course, we transition. But working with yourself is a never-ending story. And as you work with yourself, I think you will find that you are actually becoming wiser and more adept at whatever it is you're doing in your daily life. As I've mentioned before, I have become more aware of other people's thoughts. And I can hear both the voice that they're talking to me with their mouths moving and seeing at the same time their very inner thoughts. And realizing that sometimes we have to listen to what is being said with the inner mind, not with the outer mouth. Because it's the inner mind that actually tells us the truth of what is happening. And that's what we need to listen to. There are some ways, by the way, of looking into your own past lives. Again, I've said this before, but I think it's been a while since I've said this. You can do this through dreams. If you dream of a particular era, people in costumes or wearing clothes for a different era, and it feels familiar or comfortable to you, or you're moving through it without great surprise, you can almost bet that that is one of your former lifetimes. And what there is in that dream is something to help you or provide you insider information or even just a comforting story from that lifetime. And for me, that's a lot of fun, to be honest with you. Sometimes your dreams are really, really strange. I've been putting off doing something, for example, doing a schedule for the classes that I'm going to be starting to teach. And I've been procrastinating. It's smelling. I'm not happy with it, blah, blah, blah. To the point that, frankly, yesterday when I lay down just and all of a sudden I fell asleep, I found myself dreaming about sitting down and doing the typing up the class schedule. And I'm thinking, boy, am I being given a shove to get this done, that or else I have put it into my psyche to the extent that my higher self decided to do the work for me, because now I know exactly what I can do, and it will cost me the least amount of time, because I really don't like to sit and type up things, especially when I have to do time frames and stuff. I'd rather do it off the cuff than out of the spirit of the moment, so to speak. But it's all mapped out in my mind, so maybe one of the reasons why I didn't actually sit down to do this, though these past 2 or 3 weeks, was that I was letting it percolate on a back burner and let my subconscious work it out so I can sit down and just whip through it. And if that happens, I'll be glad to let you know. Otherwise, I'm really going to have to get up at 5 in the morning to do it, because I need to have it done by tomorrow. So, we'll see what happens. Just because you're psychic doesn't mean that you're any more talented or capable of putting things together, organizing yourself, than anybody else. In fact, sometimes I think it's distinctly a hindrance, because you want to use your right brain when you really need to use your left brain to get some stuff done. But at any rate, we'll see how my own right brain helps my left brain, and if it works out that I've done a good job and I don't have to go over it again and again, I'll know I did the right thing in putting it off. Now, if I could just con somebody into doing it for me, that would be even better. But I can tell you right now, ain't going to happen. Not anybody I know is not going to volunteer to do this for me. So I got to get stuck doing the work all by my little lonesome. Again, I'm kind of surprised I haven't had even one call yet to talk about a past life or a dream or a question you might have. Do give me a call and let me know. I'm delighted to be able to give you this time and do what we can. Some of the other things that we are trying to do during this period of time is create for ourselves a more superabundance. And I think that that's a good thing. In this time of trial and error, it's okay to feel and to move forward into abundance. Some people have a tendency, again, to want to limit prosperity. Not a good thing, because if you put limits on it, why would you want to? I mean, I stop and think, why would you want to limit how intelligent you are? Why would you want to limit the beautiful things in life? Why would you want to limit being able to receive the gifts that people would like to give you? Limiting yourself is drawing artificial lines, and they simply interfere with your being able to receive all the abundance you can have. Most people today still have an issue with prosperity because somehow they don't feel worthy or deserving. And we all are. And worthy and deserving is a wonderful, wonderful gift that we give ourselves. I was going to talk about one of the ways that you can see in your past life. I did talk about that, about taking care of dreams. Another way of seeing a past life is to learn to move into self-hypnosis or meditative state. This you can do. There are some good self-help books out there, but sometimes it's easier if you just go to a competent hypnotherapist and have them, show you how to go down a few times. And once you've been down, the suggestion is planted that, and they can give you what's called a trigger, where you can, whether it's a tap on the finger, that finger. Pam, okay. And that way you can take yourself back down and go where you'd like to go. I understand we have a caller. Hello, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Hi, I called because you were saying nobody's called. I said, oh, I'll call.
Oh, thank you. I was going to be like that poor old lady in the commercials from 1980s that did the, what is it, the hamburger commercial. I don't think there's anybody out there, is there? I can't even hear you breathing.
Oh, my goodness.
What can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I'm just trying to sort out, when I'm going to move on and, where I'm going, and I don't know. Just I want to move, and I don't know when I'm going to do it.
Figuratively or physically or
physically.
You want to move geographically?
Geographically,
yeah, okay. Well, some people want to move, and I suggest they take a laxative, so it depends on what kind of movement you want in life.
No, I'm all right in that area.
Oh, good. Let's not get too personal, shall we?
Yeah.
So you really want to physically move. You feel you've left where you are emotionally?
Yes.
Something calling to you?
Yes,
okay.
I want to move closer to my daughter.
Okay.
And I haven't yet found a job, so it's like, okay, why am I still here?
Okay. Well, stop and think. All right. If you were to guess, now here I'm going to give you a chance to use your imagination. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, please listen. Here's a way to teach somebody how to get their own psychic readings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to guess, why would you guess that you had, just a wild imagination, take it off the cuff, why would you guess you hadn't left yet or you hadn't found a job yet? I mean, guess, just off the top of your head, when I said that, what came, what thought, however silly it was, doesn't matter.
I haven't gotten my license in the place I want to go to yet, or there's stuff I still need to do here, I guess.
Now your left brain, what was the first thought? Go back to the first thought you had. As soon as I said, if you were to guess, what would you say? What was the first thought that went into your mind?
Unfinished business, I guess.
Got it. Yeah, that's what I heard. Okay. I hear, and I pulled a card for you. One says Ace of Cups, Ecstasy. And the other one said Breakthrough, Seven of Wands.
Mm.
Which means there is going to be a breakthrough on this. Okay?
Oh.
But yes, there is some unfinished business for you to take care of where you are. Even though you may think it's about ready, and it could be, my feeling is it is, you still have a few things that have to be taken care of, loose ends, as it were.
Mm.
Nothing catastrophic. Don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I guess. Yeah, it's just, I wanted more clarity on, the loose ends, or like, okay, what do I need to do?
All right, as far as the job is concerned, what I'm going to guess is that you're waiting for synergy, or that
synchronicity. Synchronicity.
Yes, thank you. Synchronistic. You got it.
It's always
all
happened
right?
Before.
And this I can't even say, you know, without spitting over it, and that's silly because I shouldn't have any problems. I've had nothing to drink today. Okay, got it. Anyway, sometimes when my mind is going so fast, I can't get words out. Synchronicity is probably the password we're looking for here. What you're supposed to be moving into has not yet opened itself up, but it will.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And it is a preparation time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you want things, when you go, they should move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to move now, you'd be hanging around and being frustrated and being upset and wondering and just at loose ends trying to figure out if you did the right thing, if you didn't do the right thing. You don't need to have that kind of anguish, do you?
No.
Okay? So when it happens, it's going to happen smoothly. Do not worry about it. Okay? Do not fret. Do not worry, because the more you fret and the more you worry, the further off it's going to be for you.
Mm.
Hold in mind that what you want is going to come through.
Okay.
And when it comes through, it will come through easily, smoothly, and with right timing. And it will all seem to just fall together.
Oh, that's what I'm hoping for, yeah. I guess just got to let go. I've just been trying to get down there for a while, so it's like...
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and there's a reason, because it's not been energetically a right time to move.
Mm.
And this is important to understand. One has to allow things to perk along in order to be done right. Otherwise, you just end up spinning your wheels and feeling frustrated and upsetting. And this is not what you need. Because
right.
You need to go down there to be in a cool, calm, meditative state. You want it to move, as I said, move easily and to fit in as though a place were just opened up just for you.
Right.
Okay. And if that's what you want, that's what's coming.
Okay.
But trust the universe. Trust your instincts to know that you will be given a clear signal of now, almost like somebody yelling in your ear, now do it. Do it now.
Mm.
Okay?
Good.
Then you don't have to worry about things so much. Then you know it's all going to flow smoothly and easily for you. And this is what I feel that you are desiring.
So am I supposed to stop looking for jobs?
I would just say keep your ears and eyes open. Just go through like you would go through the paper, right? Do you go through the paper waiting for something to happen every day, or do you go through and just look and see what's there?
Look and see what's there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you do. You look and see what's there. You know, it'll happen. You'll know it'll happen. You will feel it. The minute that it's there for you, you'll say, that's it.
Mm.
Clear, clear. No questioning, no ifs, ands, or buts. Very, very clear for you. Okay? And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can move forward and you can have the least amount of money out of your pocket, the least amount of distress, and the most amount of getting everything done. Because, as I said, my feeling that I see, and I see a warmer climate for you. Am I right or wrong?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Are we seeing south?
Pardon?
Are we seeing
south? South, yeah.
South? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I lived in the Southwest before.
It was the Southwest before? Okay, because I was in the South.
Okay.
Not the Southwest. I don't think you would have liked it there very much.
I lived there 3 years. I loved it, but I want a garden.
Well, when you see, so you didn't love it as much as you thought, because you wanted to move to a garden.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. That's okay. It's all right. I mean, I'd love to visit out there, but I don't know that I could live there, at least not in the places I've been. I want the four seasons. Thank you very much.
Right.
And nothing would replace that for me. There's just too much of every season for me to adore. But for you, the south is where I see you heading. And don't be so anxious to get there, because it's going to be a lot of work when you get there. It's not going to be all roses and cream and peaches and cream and roses. And there's going to be work for you to do when you get down there. It's going to be stuff for you to do. It's not unhappy work, mind you. But it's not going to be sailing on your tushy either.
Well, I've never been one to sit on my tushy.
Right. But you will be busy there. You will be busy.
Wow.
And you would become involved, I would say, in some community activities. And is that right for you?
Well, it hasn't really been more community. I've been an outpatient therapist.
Okay.
So.
I see community issues, you helping others, helping people to get into understanding, to being of service, things of that nature. That's what I'm picking up.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll enjoy that.
Involved. Yeah, you will. But it's a busy, too. I mean, it takes something out of you. I know, because I do some. It takes energy. But it's very satisfying. It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
So I see that happening within the next year or so.
All right.
Okay. And where
Thank
are you from?
Thank you very
I
much.
To ask.
Oh, upstate
I forgot
New York.
To ask. New York? Oh, that's a lovely place to be. I like upstate New York. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in and rescuing me.
Thank you.
God bless. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, if we have another caller, I'd like to welcome them, but I don't think so, not yet. At any rate, I feel free, again, as I said, to call and ask questions. I do have the cards today. Sometimes I need them, sometimes I don't. Remember, anything that you do, anything you do, use can be. I had a teacher once who was a very, very good teacher, Carol Ann Lieros, of Niagara, New York, and she could sit, I kid you not, in the chair that somebody else had occupied and get a reading from the person. She read through her behind, as the saying goes, and that was just as funny. She still does, scrapings of ice cream or spaghetti plates or what have you. It's all of a piece of a mind. She didn't learn till later when she did this and was talking to other people that, she couldn't possibly do readings that way. You had to have metal or this or the other thing. And she said, well, isn't it nice to know that I had no clue I couldn't do it because I did it. And then by the time they tried to tell me it couldn't be done, I'd already done it, so it didn't make sense. So I am here to tell you that you can use anything not dissuade your mind, but to distract, is the word I'm looking for, your mind, once you want to do readings for yourself or for someone else. One of the things that you do when you do this is take some deep breaths and calm and center yourself. It's the kind of thing you do when you get up too upset And that happens. That can happen anytime. We get upset frequently, or I do, sometimes just the driving or going around the neighborhood. And sometimes what is important is to just take deep clarifying breaths and then use your imagination, as I did with Pam, and asking her to grab a word and to guess. Frankly, that's what it feels like when you start channeling and doing this. And as children, you are much more in tune with your higher self. So you were able to play the game of imagination a lot more easily. But by accessing your right brain, which is to say your imagination, we have another caller. Oh, fabulous. I'll finish my sentence. When you access the right brain, that way you are able, without any problems whatsoever, to get the information. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Phyllis, this is Maureen from Tacoma.
Hi, sugar. I've been wondering where you are.
I'll call you. Cards for the day.
You've been what?
I thought I'd call you and give you 3 cards for the day.
Okay, what fun. I haven't heard from Maureen in a while. She's one of these lovely guests that I hope to have on in the not-too-distant future. And I am so glad to hear that. I've been having so much fun. There are so many things going on in life. And been wanting to help people.
The first card I picked for you today is the 6 of Swords, which is you're getting over troubled waters, you're moving forward, activity is beginning to happen here. Maybe even a trip is coming, but I think it's moving over things now, getting things moving.
I could take a trip. I could do trips. Okay, that sounds wonderful.
The next card is coming home to success, 6 of Wands. That's, you know, you're on that journey and things are chirping away, they're working out. It says that there's some delay around a friendship. I don't know really what that means. Maybe it's a partnership or something that you're working out, some kind of a business thing.
Yeah, that could be the schooling, the program. Because we don't have a
contract. 8 of Pentacles, you're at that bench, working away, making money.
Slaving away, right?
You're having a judgment or clarity about things. So it's almost higher than you. It's God's light if you have the faith factor of God, or it's a higher being. So it's like...
Right.
Going to have an awakening here soon. And Three of Cups.
Awakening?
Is,
oh, good.
Three of Cups is next to that, which means just celebrate and go with the flow.
Well, I am. There's some neat stuff that I will tell you about later that is just absolutely fascinating. And, you know, for my listeners, I'd like them to know that you have a book that's going to be coming out hopefully soon. I know it's in the process of editing. Where does that stand on stories that were,
there's stories of how our loved ones communicate to us from the other side.
Right.
And we've collected about 25, I've collected about 25 stories, and my co-authors collected about 12 stories, and we put these together with the philosophy of how you can communicate with your loved ones and how this can be a healing journey for you both.
It is. It's supposed to be. Absolutely. I have a dear friend who lost a friend from college. They've known each other 40-some years, and he is grieving so much. And I suggested that he's in talk to some psychics, and I said, you're a hypnotherapist. Why not have a hypnotherapy session and talk with the soul yourself directly? It's time now. And he said, oh, but the psychic told me, you know, he needed time on the other side that he couldn't. And I said, you know, go into your own beingness for what you want. And that's what I encourage people to do. And this is what I hope people do. And he said, yeah, he had forgotten about it, using his own powers to find out the information he wants. That's why his friend left abruptly.
Excellent advice for him. And he'll hear from him. I do believe sometimes it does take a little time because the grief is so hard, that screen between the two worlds.
Yes.
And anger
when someone dies, there is this anger that they have left abruptly without saying someone.
No, sometimes it's hard to communicate with us because they would like to be over here, but they can't be here in body, but they can only be here in spirit. So they need that time to adjust and find out what that new level of communication maybe is about.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd like to ask. I'd like you to pick three cards about my journey right now. That would be great.
Okay, sure. I'd be glad to. My goodness. What fun. Okay. I got breakthrough for you. Seven of Wands. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the first one I got, which is good. So I'm having a feeling that things that have been jammed up for you are going to open up, Maureen. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
I'm getting the balance. Maintain your balance. The ballerina. What is that thing that they carry when they tightrope walk, that rod, that balance beam?
Mm-hmm.
And the balance between life. And I'm seeing a regenerator, renewing of life. And then I'm seeing harvest, which is getting to have the fruits of your labor, which I think is very, very important. So I am seeing that. And then I see the rejoicer, the Woman of Cups. You have the Nine of Worlds as the harvest and the Woman of Cups as the rejoicer. So knowing
good.
Tarot cards, these are good, are they not?
Good, good, yes.
Wonderful. And balance, I got to tell you, was the sixth of crystals. Crystals, what would that be? Diamonds.
On the balance part.
Yes, the balance part. It was the seven card. I'm sorry, seven. Seven of crystals. So that has to do with spirituality. And I just think your book is going to come through marvelously well. And I think you're just going to be really successful with that. I really do.
Oh, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I've always said it. I think it's going to be a real success for you and your partner. And I think it's just.
So we sent out some proposals now, and we'll continue to do that in the next few weeks. But I was wondering if you got a sense of a number of how many we're going to need to send out before somebody bites it.
I got the word 10. Is that too many?
10?
No. 10. That's not
10 book
bad.
Proposals?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that would be okay, because given the way things are now, I think your book is going to bring in a lot of interest. I think you're going to have more than one offer.
That'd be nice.
I'm kidding. You're not greedy. You'll take whatever you can get, right? My feeling is...
out to the world. That's the intention.
Well, yeah, my feeling is you're going to get more than one offer, and I think you're going to be able to negotiate good terms for yourself, okay? I really think it's time, yeah.
There's a contact in New York that I'm thinking about connecting with to ask if this person would be interested in passing it on, and I was wondering what you pulled on a card on that, if I should even do it.
Okay. I got integrity, the Nine of Wands.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, I would sense that would be a good idea to do that.
Good sign. Yes. I think it would be a good idea. Yes, ma'am.
Great.
So, yes, because I see here the wings, the owl, the cathedral. This is the Wandless deck I use, you know, the James Wandless deck. It's all spiritual. It's the monk going into the Holy of Holies. It's the light of the cloud. It's the angel wings. It's flocks of doves. It is the spine of the foundation on which we stand, which is integrity. If your back is not straight, you can't do it. A foundation. All of these are solid things that are showing a tower and walking and so forth. These are all positive signs, I feel.
Great.
So, yes, I would move forward with that, okay? And I would talk to that person, because I think you're going to get help. I think you really are going to get help. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful, job you're doing. And for these people out here who want to talk with their friends who have left, I know it's really hard. It's really hard. And people shouldn't be afraid to contact them. And it's not woo-woo stuff. It's something that we can do, because we are all interconnected. And I think that's the gift you're going to be giving people, a gift of hope. And I think that's very important.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you called. I have to send you an
email.
Sure,
I need opportunity. Thank you, Phyllis, and you
You're
have
welcome.
A great day. It's beautiful out here in the Northwest.
Oh, I was going to ask you how the heat was. Because I understand it's hotter there than in D.C. You poor things.
Oh, I loved every minute of it. We don't have humidity here, so it's no problem.
Oh, wow. Here we'd be walking around with our tootsies dragging. I will be sending you an email, darling, and telling you some neat stuff that's happened, okay?
I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Well, we have time for one or two more. That was so nice of Maureen. She is just such a sweet human being. Lovely, beautiful woman. She teaches in college, and she's a ballet dancer and a teacher of ballet and other artistic dancing, and she's just a really, really good reader, tarot reader, and she lives near Tacoma, Washington, I think, so she gives readings. So if you, you know, contact me and you want to have a reading from her, let me know, and I will be glad to give you the information so you can reach her. Delightful woman. And at any rate, what I was saying is when you reach for this yourself, as you go through trying this more and more, you will find that you are getting stronger impulses, stronger guesses. And as a child, you are allowed to guess at something. And it's okay because when you guess, you give yourself permission to do something, to reach for something. It's not so ironclad as I believe this to be thus and so. So when you want to start developing things, it also goes along with guessing. The first 30 seconds that you walk into place, there are many psychological studies that have been done about first impressions. And to the first 30 seconds impression that you get is, they have found, the most accurate impression. After 30 seconds, our rational minds kick in and we start analyzing what it is we have seen or heard or expect. But during the first 30 seconds, if you follow that instinctively in making decisions, you will probably be absolutely right on the money. And that is what using your intuition is all about. You can use it for doctors. You can use your finger to do the walking down the yellow pages, so to speak, of choosing physicians. You can do it for choosing a new hairdresser. You can use it for a car dealership. You can use your intuition for anything because it's there for you to use as a practical part of your daily life. And it's our gift to use. And we should use it more practically and more fully each and every day. Giving your sense yourself the ability to allow yourself to choose and to guess at things allows the inner child to come to the fore, which again eases the way for you to become more aware and more psychic on your own. Now, some people hear things, and that's clairaudience. Some people feel things, and that's clairsentient. Some people see things, and that's clairsentient. Some people sense or feel things, that's sentient. So you can get it in a range of ways, too. Sometimes it might be all three. Some people can smell something, and it reminds them of something, and that is their inner mind, their creative mind, their right brain, giving them instructions on what's going on by equating it with something that's happened in the past that the right brain has not recognized. So, again, you should pay attention to all of your senses when you listen for guidance and to decisions to make or whether to buy something or use it if you're an antique dealer, whether or not this is an original antique or a replica it's all of this can be used in your everyday life. And I like to empower people with this on a day-to-day basis. It's very, very important. I use it more and more and find that as I do, I become more secure in the knowledge that I have. Sometimes when I'm not feeling very good or where I'm frustrated or just having a bad day, I'm not so sure about what I'm saying is right or not. Sometimes people tell me I'm wrong, and then they'll call back, as I've had happen, a year or two later and say, you were right on the money. I thought you were wrong, and I said you were wrong, but you were right. Well, that's nice to know, but sometimes people don't come back and let you know if you were right or wrong, and that's okay, too. But learn to trust in yourself and what you're doing. Again, we have a little bit of time left, so if somebody wants a short reading or discuss a dream or whatever, I'm available to do so for the time being. Other than that, it's been a delightful day to talk to people, to get things ready for what's happening in the future. I have told you all I will keep you informed as to what's happening, because as I grow spiritually, I want to share that with other people. We cannot really grow alone. We should grow with each other and share with each other what we have learned and what we do. Just as if we would share a new place we go to, like a neighborhood place to go have dessert or coffee or tea, and that we tell a neighbor and say, look, why don't we go here sometime, go and have fun, you know, have a drink of wine or have a tea or lunch or something, and just share it with our friends and neighbors. Sometimes it's just asking somebody to come over and sit and have a glass of tea or ice water and sit on the front porch and just swing and talk with your neighbors and see how it is. Any steps that you take to open yourself up, to make yourself more available, more aware, are steps that will lead you into more and higher spiritual understanding and abilities. It's not by shutting yourself off, contrary to what people have thought so many centuries, but opening yourself up. That is important. And most people, God bless them, are afraid of themselves. And stop when you think that and realize the only reason to be afraid is if you were not to use the information you receive in a positive fashion. But if your intent is to use that information to be of assistance to yourself and others for good purposes, then that is all that's needed. You need not fear, you need not be worried about the utilization of talents and gifts. We are meant to have them, else they would not be a part of our being. So enjoy them and enjoy the use of these gifts that were given to you. I'm hoping to have some other guests next week, but I don't know. During the summertime, it really is a hard time to get people to come in out of the sun and fun and be on the phone, but I'm willing to do that. We'll see who we can have next week and play and have fun. Meanwhile, if you want to reach me or if you want to discuss something, you can send me an email to Psychic Worlds, that's capital P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, Worlds, capital W-O-R-L-D-S, the numeral 4, at AOL.com, or you can send them directly to BBS Radio and look for my mailbox and put in your questions, and I'd be glad to answer them on the next show if I get them. And share with you any other information, or you can share, because I want this to be a two-way street. We can only share with each other as much as we want to, and we can only get there by working with each other graciously and respectfully. So that's what I have in mind, to share with you and to move forward. And we'll see what we can have come around in this lifetime of ours. Wishing you all a wonderful week and happenings, and hoping that everything that comes about for you is going to be what you were deeply wishing and hope for. I'd like you to keep in mind to write down your dreams and your symbols that you have at night or something, and then think about it. Or if there's something that pulses you during the day, put it into your mind before you sleep at night. Write it down if you want. You can tuck it under your pillow. You don't have to. Just writing it down is enough to bring it to mind. And then ask for answers and questions to be given to you if you want questions, but ask for answers in before you go to sleep. Your higher self, if you're sincere about it, should answer your questions. And if it doesn't come the first night, be a little persistent, because whenever you start something new, your body, just like muscles being used for the first time, is going to question, well, do you really mean this? Is this what you really want? You haven't listened to me for so many years. Are you sure you want to have an answer to this question? Do so. And then when you do, try it for a few times. Your body will respond, believe me, and your mind and your soul will respond by providing you the information that you seek. And it might be something along the lines you expected, and it might be totally off the wall. But know that your body and your mind must respond to your commands, because you're the one who's in charge of it. And you are the one who has control, even though you don't think you do. You really do, and it's important to acknowledge that to yourself as well, that your higher self is always interested in the best for you, and you can rely on that. So I would leave you with that beautiful thought. I can't think of anything else at the moment that I should leave you with, other than that you have been wonderful today. Thank you so much for those darlings who called. I do appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you again. If you have something that happens during the week, as I said, save it up, call it in, or send an email to me, and we will go over it. I wish you all a wonderful week. Thank you so much. I come to you courtesy of BBS Radio, one of the best radio stations I know and the kindest people I know. I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you. God bless. Goodbye.
Yeah. Trust me, y'all. Trust me when I tell you this is all heart, y'all. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, peoples? This is The Worderer, and you can check out my flavor at TheWorderer.com. And I just love listening to the biggest internet radio network on the planet. You heard me? The planet. Yeah, BB.